तेनाता पगमो यदार्थः महीयेषां पदो रजोऽभिषेकम् निष्कञ्चनानां न विनिता यावद्। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 5 श्लोक 32। वन कैन नॉट कम टू द प्रिंस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस अनलेस ही टचेस द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ अ पर्सन हु हैज बिकम अ महात्मा अ ग्रेट डिवोटी। दिस इज द बिगनिंग ऑफ सरेंडरिंग प्रोसेस। Lord Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto Him. Thus, and this surrendering process begins when one touches the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. By sincerely rendering service to a bona fide spiritual master, one begins his spiritual life in Krishna consciousness. Touching the lotus feet of the spiritual master means giving up one's false pride, prestige, and unnecessarily puffed up position in the material world. Those who remain in the darkness of material existence due to their falsely prestigious positions, so-called scientists and philosophers, are actually atheists. They do not know the ultimate cause of everything. Although bewildered, they are not ready to surrender themselves unto the lotus feet of a person who knows things in their proper perspectives. In other words, one cannot arouse Krishna consciousness simply by his own mental speculation. One must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master only. This process will help one. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञान अंजना शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनो अभिस्तम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयम् ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री युत पद कमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां ताम सा जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानु सुदेवी प्रणमामि। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्वासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई लाइक टू बिगिन दिस क्लास from where in yesterday's class His Grace Ram Rup Prabhu very nicely brought out the point, we should remember our past. So very nicely Prabhuji explained how we should regret for our past deeds. The same is mentioned in this look. I very much, very clearly remember 20 years ago, as a student, as a college student, I came here. I was in very much anxiety and worry about my future because I had not performed, or I thought I did well in my examination. So I was praying. First time I came to Juhu and I came to the abode of their lordships. And then I stood in front of Shri Radha Ras Bihari and I really prayed from the depth of my heart. I said, please help me. I did not speak it loudly, but in the heart I said, please help me. You are standing here, you listen to everybody, please help me. I am in great anxiety, please help me. I have not done well in my examination. What will happen to my future? So that was my prayer. And their lordships who are standing here heard it, heard those words, and they reciprocated. And I promised in the same time that you please help me this time and I will definitely do something for you. I'll definitely do something. I'll repay for what you do for me. Krishna, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari has done his part and now he's waiting what I'm going to do. How am I going to repay? But definitely their lordships is very, very kind. They have been helping many, many conditioned souls who are coming here for their shelter. And many, 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 many conditioned souls who are miserable and in distress have perfected their life and attained real happiness, goal of life also. So first of all, I would like to offer my thousands and thousands of humble prostrated obeisances unto the lotus feet of their lordships, Shri Radha, Ras Bihari, Lalita Vishaka, along with their eternal consorts, who has been giving shelter to us and also accepting our services. After that, I would like to offer my thousands and thousands prostrated humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of their lordships, Sitaram, Lakshman, Bhakta, Hanuman, with their eternal consorts. After that, I would like to offer my prostrated humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of their lordships, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, who is witnessing us with their eternal consorts. With this, I would like to offer my prostrated humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Abhay Chanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji, because of whom Krishna consciousness has been spreading all over the world, and their lordships also have come and manifested themselves. With this, I would like to offer my humble prostrated obeisances unto the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi devotees of the Lord present here. With this, I would like to begin today's class. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam has to be heard from the mouths of a pure self-realized soul. Then the pure self-realized soul, he actually can see the body, soul and the super soul, and he can very nicely see how each and every individual soul has got a unique connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he himself is in the realm, spiritual realm. He is totally into the spiritual realm in Krishna consciousness. Thereby he can give Krishna consciousness. But here, what we are doing is following the instruction of such highly self-realized soul who has told us that every morning we should glorify Krishna. And thereby, as a service, here I am trying to render, speak something to glorify Krishna, devotees and Krishna consciousness. We are following the instructions of Krishna, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, Machita mad gata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayanta cha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna says, give the mind to me, give your life to me. Bodhayanta parasparam, remind each other about Krishna. Thereby, tushyanti ramanti cha, be satisfied and be blissful. In this way, I am telling something about Krishna and I am hearing from all wonderful souls present here. Many times I heard your classes and I really relished and it enriched my Krishna consciousness. We are helping each other. And in this way, we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very emphatically says that every sloka of Krishna, every sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam is highly potential, is Krishna himself. It can perfect, if we understand every sloka of Bhagavatam properly, in the right perspective, we can attain the goal of life and enter the realm, the spiritual realm. Then we may wonder that how this particular sloka, in which it is said that the king is very expert in flattery, he began to pacify the queen by touching the lotus feet. How does this? For this, we have to understand the mood in which this sloka has been said. Obviously, this is Puranjan Upakhyan. It's an allegory, story told by Narad Muni about Puranjan. Pur means a city and Jana means a living entity. So Dehi no asmin yata Dehi. This Dehi, that soul, like Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, embodied living entity. The embodied, the conditioned soul is embodied in this material body. Dehi, the soul, is in the Deha. Pur is city and the soul is in the city with 9 doors. Puranjan is a conditioned soul. Is the king is enjoying. This is an allegory which Narad Muni is giving to King Prachin Parishad. When Narad Muni could understand, we should understand the mood of Narad Muni. Then we will understand the sloka nicely. Narad Muni was in the mood of urgency. We could see that he could see that the king, who is the hero for all, he should have an exemplary characteristics. But he was engaged in Vedic rituals, karma kanda. He was performing yajnas, so much so that Prachin, for long time, he performed these yajnas. Barishad, the special grasses on which we sit to perform yajna. So much yajna he had performed, for it said that the whole earth was full of grass. Prachin Barishad. That's why his name is Prachin Barishad. He said that, what are you doing? You have performed so many yajnas. You have killed so many animals. Then he tells Narad Muni, felt that his 10 sons already achieved perfection. They met Lord Shiva and they took his instruction and they are perfecting their life. They have pleased Lord Vishnu and the father is still performing Karmakanda Yajna. So he told, my dear king, look up. And at that time, Narad Muni gave him a special vision. The king could see all the animals he had killed. And they were shouting with a knife and a sword, saying that, bring the king, we will cut him and eat him. Then Prachin Parishad was very much, but still he was not able to accept this. Then Narad Muni, to make difficult things simple, started speaking this story. Because Narad Muni wanted that him to give up this yajnas and come to the actual Krishna conscious platform. Because nothing in this world can give us happiness. Nothing can bring us happiness. Only Krishna consciousness can give us happiness. Therefore, this human life should be used in perfecting our life and taking Krishna consciousness seriously. This life is meant for developing Krishna consciousness. Human life is meant to achieve the ultimate goal, to be the servant of Lord Shri Krishna. This was the mood of Narad Muni. That's why I said, don't be puffed up being a king and try to perform yajnas and achieve happiness by going to heavenly planets. That will not work. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka. That will not work. That never happened in the past. That will not happen in the present. That will never happen in future also. He says that give up all this false designation that I am the king, I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. Give up all this false designation. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktva tat pratena nirmalam. Be purified. Be a devotee of Krishna. That is the highest designation. In front of that designation, none other designation is of any value. Highest designation is to be the servant of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, give up all other designations. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktva tatvatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesh sevanam bhakti rauchatare. He said, come, become a devotee of Krishna. To make him understand this, he started the story of Puranjana. That is a small story. It's a upakyan. The main story is Narad Muni speaking to Prachin Barisat. And while telling this story of Puranjan, he says that king once went to the forest and he was hunting. But what about the queen? The queen felt she was neglected. She felt that she is of no worth. She is useless. So the queen was disturbed. She was very angry. Now, the king comes back from the forest. Then he understands that he has neglected the queen. So, that is the worst thing one can do. Actually, it said that, love me or hate me, but don't neglect me. That is the best way to put off a person, especially among lovers. Like, one has to interact. Tell something good or tell something bad. But tell something. Interact. Love or hate. But don't neglect. If we neglect, that is, they felt as if they have no worth. They feel that as if they are useless. So he said that, love me or hate me, but don't. So, as a very intelligent king, he now tries to flatter. He uses his diplomacy. So, once there was a man, he actually forgot. It said that what is the height of diplomacy? Once a man, he forgot his wife's birthday. He was busy working and doing the day-to-day affair. He said, wife was very angry. By the time he came back home, he was found that, I forgot her birthday. So he very cleverly said, you are so young and so beautiful. How could I understand that years are passing by? So he started flattering her. So in this way, by flattering, he tried to make up for what bad he has done. This is how, this is very important to keep the relationship going on. One should feel the value that they are worth. Like we were discussing in Ujjain, devotee care. Devotees should be given full care. The care is in three levels, at the level of the body, at the level of mind, and at the level of ego. That is true ego, not the false ego. At the bodily level, good facilities to practice Krishna consciousness. At the level of mind, we should be engaged in the service of the Lord. And at the level of ego, one should have the feeling of worth. Oh, you are a servant of Krishna, you are doing something for Krishna, you are made, today you wrote the sloka, or you sweep the floor, give him that you have done such a great service. Appreciation, little appreciation, genuine appreciation for what the devotee is doing in Krishna consciousness. This feeling of worth is very important. We should not neglect devotees. That is the worst thing we can do. That's why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Siksha Ashtakam very nicely brings this point. We should give respect to others. Tinadapi sunichena taror api saisuna amani na manandena kirtanya sadari. Be humble. Be tolerant. Give respect to others. Maybe others are not giving respect, but definitely we give respect. In this way, we take care of devotees. If we neglect the devotees, if we don't give them the feeling of worth, they will feel that I'm useless. Maybe this service is not good. I should do some other service or some other service. In this way, they will not find shelter in the assembly of devotees and go to the assembly of non-devotees. We'll lose a devotee. I remember, like long time ago when I was a new devotee, I was cleaning the temple. At that time, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Bada Haridas Prabhu, he had a flat in Mira Road, so he came to the temple also. It was 1 o'clock, 1:30, I cleaned. So he said, "Oh, you're cleaning the temple." I was removing the waters. So he said, "Oh, you're cleaning the temple. It's such a great service. It's the best service. It removes all the dust and all the sins of the mind. It's the best service." When he said this, I thought he's speaking to somebody else. So I looked behind. Whom is he speaking to? Then I found that he's speaking to me. I felt really very good at that time. I felt, wow, this service is very good. And I started cleaning very much. So that time I started cleaning. I was not cleaning. Actually, I was gliding very nicely here and there. I did it for few more days. That is how, when we genuinely appreciate, Prabhuji genuinely appreciated. So it had an effect, that service. I felt that I'm somebody. I'm not just an ordinary sweeper. In this way, the feeling of worth is important. So the queen was neglected, and she made some gestures to make it a point that king understands this. And the king very nicely understood. And to keep the relationship going on, the king had to take further steps. So this is what he does. Actually, it's very difficult to retain a very good relationship in the family life, grihastha ashrama. The man really does everything, but still he gives all the credit to the woman, lady. Like sometimes we see the board that I am the boss of this house. To say this, I got the permission of my wife. This way, the man, he actually gives birth to his better house. Like once, Akbar and Birbal were going together. And Akbar was surprised to see a hefty man, Pahalwan. He actually was so big and so tall and hefty. But a tiny, thin-looking lady, his wife, was shouting and he was shivering. Akbar said, "What is this?" He was surprised. Birbal said, "Nothing to be surprised. It's nothing to be surprised. Well, what is this? Big man is shaking in front of her." He said, no, this happens to everybody." Then Akbar got angry. Every time, Akbar knows that something witty is going to come. He said, "You should prove to me that it happens to every householder." So he said, "Okay, I'll prove it. Let the time come." So one day, Akbar said, "Call all the householders." So all the family men came. And Akbar told, "All those who are listening to their wives' instruction words should come to my left." Then everybody looked here and there. They could understand Akbar means something. So gradually everybody started moving. Akbar was thinking, oh, 20% has gone. Then he found 50%, then 90%. Almost everybody left. Akbar started shaking. Meh, Birbal is correct. Then he found that one man was standing like that. Then the Birbal, you're wrong. Not everybody, at least one person isn't. So I will, and then Birbal said that I will punish you if you are wrong. So he said, I'm going to punish you. Birbal said, wait a minute. Call this man here. He called. My dear sir, why are you standing aloof? Then he said, in a humble mood, my dear king, my wife instructed me that stay aloof from crowd. That's what I'm doing. Then Birbal started laughing. So it is very, it's not easy to keep the relationship going up. The feeling of worth has to be given. So the husband, even though he knows he is everything, he gives the worth, he has to. He makes the wife that you are also, you are not just looking after the children and the house. You are also some very great. In this way, the relationship goes on very nicely. So here, we should understand the mood in which Narad Muni is speaking this particular sloka. It's not that the king is, Puranjan, is touching the feet of the queen to pacify her and that way. Srila Prabhupada, the mood of Narad Muni is the urgency. Prachin Barishad, take up Krishna consciousness. All these things are not going to give you happiness. Come, take up Krishna consciousness. That mood should be understood. And if we understand that mood, then this particular slok will give Krishna to us. It will enrich our Krishna consciousness and make us a better devotee. Then that mood has been captured by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada thus says, one has to awaken his Krishna consciousness first by regretting his past deeds. Just as King Puranjan began to flatter his queen, one should, by deliberate consideration, raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness. To attain such an end, one must touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master. We must touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master to raise up our Krishna consciousness. Without this, we cannot. Actually, that is why Srila Prabhupada quotes a very wonderful sloka. He says that Maha Mahi Yesham Pado Rajo Bishekam. Conditioned soul who is into the Rajagun and the modes of the three modes of material nature cannot raise up into Krishna consciousness. This particular sloka is said by Prahlad Maharaj when he found that his father Hiranyakashipu was shivering. Hiranyakashipu said that he was a super terrorist, but the super terrorist was terrorized by the small boy Prahlad. He said that my enemy is Vishnu and this fellow is glorifying Vishnu. And Hiranyakashipu had a fear that he may be influenced by this boy. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, no, don't worry my dear father. You will never become Krishna conscious. If I try the best to make you Krishna conscious, you cannot become. Or you, by yourself, try to become a devotee of Krishna, it is difficult. Or others try to make you Krishna conscious. Or all of us try to make you Krishna conscious, it will not work. When it will work? When you take the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. When we take the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, we will attain Krishna consciousness, thereby attain real happiness. So this is what Srila Prabhupada brings us. He says that touching the lotus feet of the spiritual master will bring real happiness. And that is true. And it is true. We can see that in the life of Narad Muni, it's said in the Bhagavatam, in the 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni himself tells about his past to Yudhishthir Maharaj, says that I was a Gandharva, a singer, but in the assembly of all the demigods in Brahma's abode, I was told to glorify Krishna. But when I was glorifying Krishna, I started looking at the beautiful damsels of the heavenly abode, and I started glorifying them. There he was chastised by the demigods and said that you behave like an ordinary person, like a Shudra who is attracted to the body. Go. This is a disease. Lust is a disease. You go down and purify it. So he came and took birth as a son of a Sudrani, a Shudra, small boy. And as a small boy, once the Bhaktivedantas came in the Chaturmas and he had an opportunity to serve, the disease of lust which he had because of the modes of material nature, that got cured by serving the Bhaktivedantas. And very soon he took up his mother, she died, and he did further austerities, and he developed such high Krishna consciousness that in the next birth he took birth as Lord Brahma's son, and he was traveling all over the world like Narad Muni, pure devotee of the Lord. That disease of lust was cured by the serving the lotus feet of the Bhaktivedantas. It took 3 lifetimes for Narad Muni. But we can see that if we regret and if we take this instruction seriously, like Ajamil, he regretted that for past 90 years I wasted just was serving the family. Now let me take up Krishna consciousness. And he took it very seriously, and within 10 years he perfected his life, went back to Godhead by serving the instructions of the spiritual master. He could do that. In the current Krishna consciousness, like ISKCON history also, we can see that Srila Prabhupada, by serving Srila Prabhupada, great, great, wonderful souls, the hippies became happies. Like, we are proud that we are Indians. We observe so many festivals. We perform so many pujas. We go to the temple. We attain so much sukruti. But it is seen that Indians did not uplift their consciousness. Whereas those Westerners who are called as hippies, rejected by the society, they just took shelter of Srila Prabhupada. They said that we don't know Krishna. They served Srila Prabhupada with their heart. Within few months, weeks, hippies who were totally into lust and anger and into drugs and illicit activities, they gave up all that and became great Mahatmas, Mahajans. Within few days, few months, Srila Prabhupada initiated them after 4 or 5 months and told them, you go and preach now. They went to San Francisco, London and other places, started Krishna consciousness. How did this happen? The hippies became happy just by taking Mahi Esham Pada Raja Abhishekam. They took the instructions of Srila Prabhupada very seriously. They touched the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's why there are many, many wonderful souls who were conditioned but became pure. Like today, we have among us such one great soul, Prabhupada disciple, Tattvaita Prabhu, who is standing there. So, wonderful souls. But we see that other Indians, in the time of Srila Prabhupada, they continued their pujas, they went to Kumbh Melas, they did so many austerities and so much donations, everything was given, but we kept giving donations, sukritis we got, but we did not uplift our consciousness. But that happened by serving Srila Prabhupada. Such wonderful souls became Mahatmas. It's true. Even we take up the instructions of spiritual master seriously, we can perfect our life. That is the mood in which Narad Muni is speaking this sloka. And Prabhupada rightly brings up, touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Shrutakriti Prabhu writes a book called, this is the last thing I'll say. Shrutakriti Prabhu writes a book called, What's the Difficulty? So how did this title come up? So he tells that he was waiting for Srila Prabhupada. This is the first darshan. So everybody had come and Srila Prabhupada sat in the Vyasasan and he started saying, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa. So everybody started paying obeisances. The room was little less. He also paid obeisances. But he wanted to see what Srila Prabhupada is doing. While everybody is paying obeisances, he also paid obeisances, but he thought that I will see what Prabhupada is doing. So he got up and he sat. But while he was sitting, the place was less. There, his buttock hit the head of the brahmachari behind. The brahmachari got little disturbed. He said, what is this? So he gave him a push. Let me pay obeisance properly, don't disturb. So he pushed. So this was such a push that he started flying. He was sitting near Prabhupada. He directly went into the lap of Srila Prabhupada. His hands touched the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his head was on the lap of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada saw, what is happening? He said, what's the difficulty? He said, nothing. And he again went back and paid obeisances. In this way, Shrutakirti Prabhu is saying that I got the opportunity to touch the lotus feet of my spiritual master, and from these words, what's the difficulty? But like Srila Prabhupada always says, what's the difficulty? Why he repeats this word, what's the difficulty? Because Krishna consciousness is so simple and so simple. What's the difficulty? Why don't we become Krishna conscious? That is, it's Krishna consciousness is just chanting, dancing, honoring prasadam, feasting, and being in a very favorable mood in the assembly of the devotees and doing some service. What's the difficulty? Be Krishna conscious and perfect your life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. In this way, we understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada, Narad Muni. Let us take up the process of Krishna consciousness seriously and perfect our life. Thereby, we can do the perfect our life and preach the message of their lordships. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted, that we should perfect our life. We should go and preach to others. Yare dekho tareko Krishna upadesh. That's the mood of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Krishna in Ras Lila is, there are many Ras Lilas with Radharani and Gopis, other, but the mood of Krishna in Ras Lila is, as many Gopis came, he became much more pleased. And that mood has been captured by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that Krishna wants more and more Gopis. So he's telling, come up, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. Jiva jago, jiva jago. Go back home, back to Godhead. Be in the party. Like when there is a material world, there is a party. More the merrier. We have more. It's merrier. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, come up, take up this Ras Lila mood. Take up, go and dance with Krishna. Don't rot in this material world. And Prabhupada very nicely captures and is saying, go distribute the books. You have tasted the nectar, now give the nectar to others and this way help others. Let everybody go back home, back to Godhead. In this way, we can please Prabhupada and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for being very attentive and hearing the class. So, any questions? We may take one question and...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Pranams.
Thank you. In the course of the presentation, you also spoke about regretting and remembering our past, deeply regretting and remembering our past activities. In this connection, I was reading some text in the library in one place, Prabhupada, this is an odd thing I saw first time. Srila Prabhupada is saying that though we have to regret the past, but on these days as we are in service, if we have done something wrong or amiss, things go wrong, we should not become too morose or despondent and like that. But and then an interesting Prabhupada says, we are not devotees of disappointment, we are devotees of Krishna.
Yeah, true. Very
we
nice.
Have to shake ourselves and get back to
There is no place for being discouraged. We should be always enthusiastic to advance in Krishna consciousness. The best way to regret is to take up Krishna consciousness more seriously and more seriously. Very nice. Thank you very much. So one question and then.
Thank you very much for your enlightening class. Just one question. The last point, statement which you made now, which was made by Shruta Kirti, what's the difficulty?
Yeah, what's
actually
the difficulty?
The thing is that apparently on a philosophical level, no one finds any difficulty. But when it comes to implementation, that is like different lifestyles, okay, that is the point where people tend to face difficulties. For example, we say Hare Krishna. If you go to Gujarat and Rajasthan, they say Jai Shri Krishna.
True.
Okay, and even if I'm not wrong, Giriraj Maharaj, when he was there with Prabhupada in one of the Arab countries, there Giriraj Maharaj told this thing that to Prabhupada, I want that all these devotees should chant Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Okay, and Prabhupada replied that why Hare Krishna only, why not Allah? So thing is that so long as philosophical point is that there's people don't find any difficulty, but when it comes to implementation, that is in one way it's a kind of surrender only, of surrendering to the parampara, that is the point where people find difficulty. So how to overcome that particular point? Because if that is overcome, if we are able to cater to the regional requirements of the people, then there really won't be any difficulty and we can actually ask the question, what's the difficulty?
So what's the difficulty? Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, the rikshawala, everybody in Vrindavan says Radhe Radhe. Srila Prabhupada, this also Shruta Kriti Prabhu says, Srila Prabhupada in return didn't say Radhe Radhe, he said Hare Krishna. So we should say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, because it's been a tradition that everybody is saying the Jai Shri Krishna or Allah. But if we repeatedly start saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then I've seen, like many of our life members, one of our life member, he took up this process very seriously. He called all his friends, greeted them by saying Hare Krishna. So whenever phone calls came, he used to say Hare Krishna, they used to say Hare Krishna. And now what has happened? Whenever they meet him, they say Hare Krishna. So we should say Hare Krishna. Gradually it will become a practice and a tradition that everybody will say Hare Krishna. Okay? It is not difficult. So what's the difficulty? So we should make it. We should preach so much. There are some people who say, but most of the people, they only say hello, hi. But if we start preaching, then everybody will give up hello, hi, and start saying Hare Krishna. And those people who are saying Jai Shri Krishna or Hari Om and other things, then they will also get influence and they will also say Hare Krishna. Because this process is so wonderful. If we start preaching, people will take it up. And they will also start saying Hare Krishna. And they will become devotee. There's no doubt about it. Okay, thank you very much. Tatvet Prabhu, you would like to say something on this? Throw some light. So thank you very much to all the devotees. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha kalpatubhyasya kripa sindhu bhai. Patita nam pavne vaishnava.